You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
And good morning. Do we have any announcements this morning? Okay, if there are no more announcements, the scripture reading, we've got a couple of different verses today. The first one is in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And the other verse today is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And Father God, we just pray for your blessing on this, the reading of your holy word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake. Amen.
Well, how's everybody? I thank y'all for letting me be here. Things are still going well for Loops. I'll kind of bring you up to date on that. We're still being able to do our classes. And when I say able to do, most of the classes that we do, with the exception of a couple, are in facilities that are state-supported. Either state-supported by the criminal justice system, Texas criminal justice system, or state-supported by the Texas Alcohol and Narcotic Division. And they can get rid of us at any moment. This very week, the pastor of the First Baptist Church last week preached a message on television saying that Jesus Christ was on the way to heaven. This week he was called on the carpet because a listener disagreed with that, and he was having to meet with the TV station that aired it, and I do not know what the outcome is. But we live in redneck West Texas. We're behind everybody else, and to think that this could even be in our part of the state is unreal. Now, if it'd been in Houston or Dallas, we understand that a little bit better. But we're seeing some vast changes, and I want to talk to you. Just want to try to draw some perspectives today about that. But they can stop our classes. Now, fortunately, in our parole class, we've had two people that got mad about it. And in one of our other classes, one of the guys got mad about it. And in the parole class, one of them was an atheist, or claimed to be an atheist, a young man that claimed to be an atheist. And they just sent him to two AA meetings a week instead of coming to our class once a week. The other guy was a Spanish guy that thought he was a Jew, and I don't know where they sent him. One of the other fellas didn't want to come, and they bring his whole group. They all go or they don't go, and so he throwed a fit about having to go to church, he said. And so they just took him to one of the other facilities and said, work him, put him to work, make him clean up the place. So anyway, fortunately, we've had people on our side. God has given us some favor. I don't know how long that will be. I am afraid it'll be less than maybe what we want or think. So pray for us. We're in a position that they can stop that. And they're doing it all over the nation. All of you are on the internet. All of you are on some of the conservative internet groups, and you see things that are going on in our nation, and they're not things that used to be in Seattle or New York or L.A. They're coming Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Dallas, Odessa, these places. So the verses that were read where in Daniel it said, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And the preceding part of that verse, he said, but thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And we've seen that in the last 10 years, in the last 15 years, the ability to learn about anything from the Internet. Guys like me that are dumber than a rock can go in there and Google it and sound pretty intelligent. Knowledge has certainly abounded. Paul said to Timothy in the last letter ever written, I really think it's the last book in the Bible ever written. I think it's written for a long time. I think Revelation was written in the very first, probably, of Paul's ministry. But he said, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, and that's what they're hitting on with the pastor in Odessa. The truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Now, so it's one thing to have knowledge. It's one thing to have knowledge of the truth. It's one thing to have knowledge of many truths. It's another thing to have knowledge of the truth. And we're going to see that those are going to be in contrast. Some of the things that have been on television about the space and about the space travel situation and our astronauts in 1961, not a real long time ago. How many of you were born after 1961? See, not many of you. Look around. It's probably five of you, six of you. The rest of you folks are getting old. The Russian put a man in space, just really wiped us out in America. And then today, a man in space is kind of ordinary. Nobody, they'd rather find the odds of the cowboy game than somebody being launched in space. You know, that just doesn't grab anybody. We travel. This is kind of interesting. This is one of the things I want to put in perspective for you. In 1893, that's only 115 years ago, a fellow by the name of Carl Benz of the Mercedes-Benz group introduced the first four-wheel car that was powered by a four-stroke engine. In 1903, 10 years later, which is 105 years from now, the Wright brothers flew the first plane at Kitty Hawk. Now, we're talking about 105 years. We're talking 115 years. Now, think with me for a minute. Since Adam, we've had 6,000 years. For the first almost 5,900 years of that, if you wanted to get anywhere quicker, you had to get a faster animal. For 5,900. Now, all of a sudden, we have all kind of travel and speed conquering space, as it were. Now, Hank, all of this has happened in the last barely over 100 years. If you go back to 1950, how fast things have speeded up since 1950. And in fact, one of our board members sent me this, said, what will they say 50 years from now? And these comments were made in 1955. That's only 53 years before him. 1955, I was senior in college. And here's some of those comments. I'll tell you one thing. If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $2,000 will only buy a used one. If cigarettes keep going up in price, I'm going to quit. A quarter a pack is ridiculous. Since I quit smoking, I hadn't kept up with this. But I was out at Walmart, and that's one of the places I try not to go. But I was out there for some reason. I'm standing in line, which is the reason I don't like to go. But I look over at the cigarette counter, sir. I did not know this, but a pack of cigarettes, those Marlboro Lights that I used to get lung cancer with, those Marlboro Lights were selling for $5 a pack. $5 a pack. And I looked at people coming out of prison. I looked at people coming out of drug rehab, and every one of them got a cell phone cigarette. Things are must be financially good in Odessa, because, man, they can get that. But I could not believe it didn't go back this quarter a pack. Did you hear that the post office is thinking about charging a dime to mail a letter? These are made 1955. If they raise the minimum wage to $1, nobody will be able to hire outside help at store. When I first started driving, who would have thought gas would someday cost 29 cents a gallon? Kids today are impossible. Those ducktail haircuts make it impossible to stay groomed. Next thing you know, they'll be wearing their hair as long as the girls. I took my grandson over it the other day at Whataburger to get, Texas Burger, not that, to get some hamburgers, and we were waited on, and I thanked this lady for helping her, and we walked out. My grandson said, "Pawpaw, that wasn't a lady. You kept calling her ma'am." I looked like a lady to me. I mean, if they talk like one, dress like one, act like one, it's lady to me. Said, I read the other day where some scientist thinks it's possible to put a man on the moon by the end of the century. They even have some fellows they call astronauts preparing for it down in Texas. I like this one. Did you see where some baseball player had just signed a contract for $75,000 a year to play ball? Wouldn't surprise me if someday they'll be making more than the president. I never thought I'd see the day that our kitchen appliances would be electric. They're even making electric typewriters now. How many of you got an electric typewriter? Still got one? Well, bless you all. Okay. They're kind of obsolete, aren't they? There's certain things that are so far with the young people, if you say something, they don't have a clue what you're talking about. You know, now if I say to most of you, you sound like a broken record, you know what I'm talking about. You say that to your kids, they never seen a record. They never even seen an 8-track, let alone a record. I thought these were kind of interesting. Said, it's too bad things are so tough nowadays. I see where a few married women are having to work to make ends meet. It won't be long before young couples are going to have to hire someone to watch your kids so they can both work. Marriage doesn't mean a thing anymore. Those Hollywood stars seem to be getting divorced at the drop of a hat. I'm afraid the Volkswagen car is going to open the door to a whole lot of foreign business. Thank goodness I won't live to see the day when the government takes half our income in taxes. I sometimes wonder if we're electing the best people in Congress. A drive-in restaurant's convenient in nice weather, but I seriously doubt they'll ever catch on. There's no sense in going to Dallas or Tulsa anymore for the weekend. It costs nearly $15 a night to stay in a hotel. No one can afford to be sick anymore at $35 a day, and the hospital's too rich for my blood. If they think I'll pay 50 cents for a haircut, forget it. 53 years ago. We have seen, as these things progressed, sin increase in speed. As we've looked at and begin to conquer maybe time and space, sin has moved as quick. 2 weeks ago in our town, in the same paper, We had a young guy writing an editorial they just hired who was so thrilled that California had accepted the marriage between gays. Again, now we're in redneck West Texas. We're not talking about New York City. In the same paper, there was a letter to the editor from some lady in our town praising how great Planned Parenthood had been. Now we got a young man praising perversion, and we got a woman praising someone who's murdered more people than Hitler. And we're proud of this? See, we've got things progressing so rapidly in these 50 years. And that's perspective I want to try to bring to you, is the speed of which these things are taking hold. I used to say that I didn't think I'd ever see these things. I thought my kids might see some of them, and I was really worried about my grandkids. I think you and I are going to see some of them. I think you're going to see some real problems. I don't know if you've ever prayed for the President of the United States, but you're getting ready to. Because we got some problems. Big time. We've got the problems of a little nation sitting over called Israel that nobody is going to go to bat for if it costs them anything. In our time, nobody will stand for anything if there's a real problem. 50 years ago, if this issue had come up with a television station in Odessa, Texas, there would have been no meeting with the pastor. They'd told this guy to kiss off. Now they had, and I don't know how the meeting came out, but they've had this meeting. They're going to talk to him about these things. We're going to find that we cannot do what we used to do. That we cannot understand why it's wrong. For years, somebody has said from pulpits all over the nation, Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven. Now, for years, people have said in pulpits all over the United States that he wasn't. But nobody has called up a radio station, or nobody has filed suit like the ACLU and all these people do. We've had a big fight over teaching the Bible in one of our high schools. It's an elective course. Nobody has to go. And the people who led that fight to get the ACLU in were church members, not atheists. People that were on the board of some of our churches, like the Presbyterian Church. It's a pretty sound church doctrinally as compared to many of the others. We're living in some unusual time. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 3, if you would. Book of Psalms. I'm sorry, not chapter 3, 103. Let's begin reading at verse 10. He said, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Now, He said, as far as the heavens are above the earth. We don't know how far that is. Again, let's look at some perspective. Because they tell us that the moon is 238,857 miles from the earth. Now, believe me, I haven't stepped this off. Okay? So I'm going to take their word for it. 238,000 miles. And we've been there. But that's not heaven. He said as far as the heaven is above the earth. Now what's amazing about that is that the sun is 389 times further than the moon, which comes to 92,915,373 miles. That's a long way, but it's not heaven. In fact, what's interesting about the moon distance, you realize that it would take the fastest jet that we have today 16 days to get there. Fastest jet that we got. But that's not heaven. The sun is not heaven. And then he makes this statement, which is really interesting. He said, far as east is from the west. Now, how far is around the earth? Huh? Is this working? 25,000 miles around the earth. So if we were at the North Pole and left, which direction would we be going? South. We could go any direction from the North Pole, and we're going south. When we get to the South Pole, we're halfway around the earth, aren't we? Which means we're how far? North Pole, South Pole. Okay. Well, if y'all don't have those computers and those calculators, you don't do very good, do you? Everybody's going, 12,500 miles. Okay. Now, if God had said to me, Leland, I removed your sin 12,500 miles away from you, I say, thank you. That's great. That's great. 12,500 miles, it's not going to catch up with me. But you know what he said? He didn't say north and south. He said, I have removed your sin as far as the east is from the west. Now, we talk about believing in the verbal inspiration of the Bible. And if you'll just read it, you'll find out why we say that. And if you start west, how far do you go before you're going east? Unless you stop and turn around, if you start out west, you are going west from now on. God said, I'll remove your sins as far as the east. How far has that got? Infinity. Can't measure it. It's that. God said, I can take care of it. When we get to time, he said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. In Psalms 90. Over in Ephesians, you're familiar with this. Redeeming the time. Ephesians 5:16. For the days are evil. Do you realize that all time can be measured by other elements? Like the sun, the moon, rotation, the planets, except one measurement, which is week. Only God introduced the week. He said he worked 6 days, rested on seven. And he set the week in motion. Even put some emphasis on that week where that it could mean at times 1 week equals 7 years. Now, you can't measure that by chronometers and those type of things. That's God's measurement, the time of the week. God alone did that. Now, we have 168 hours every week. Somebody who didn't have anything else to do found out after running surveys that we spent 49 hours sleeping, 40-plus hours working. And they broke that down. And depending on whether you lived, y'all spend a lot more time driving to work than we do in Odessa, just simply because we're a small town. And people that live in smaller towns, that's not a problem. But what was really interesting about this is that people spent an average of 35 hours a week watching television or videos or movies. 35 hours a week they're watching entertainment. Could be sports, could be something else, but they're watching entertainment. Now, in what we do, and talking to people that are on drugs, alcohol, this type of thing, into crime, one of the things that I've learned, if I find out that I've learned that their biggest problem, always their biggest problem in rehab, is what they do with free time. In fact, if you tell me what you do with free time, I'll tell you a lot about your life. and where you're going. And in America, almost as much as we work, we watch television or movies or some type of entertainment on the average. We're pretty well stuck that we want to be entertained. That's why we're looking at all the problems we have in our world today, simply because we've been busy wanting to just enjoy things and not have to fight the fight. And I'm here to tell you that that may end. Somebody was telling me one of the new terms we have is think outside the box. That's kind of a snappy little thing and catchphrase, and think outside the box. And somebody was telling me, of course, if you saw the movie about Forrest Gump, that might have been the guy that originated, because he thought a little different than everybody else. But somebody was telling me about that Forrest died and went to heaven, and said, St. Peter told him, he said, Forrest said, we got some new rules now. And he said, what's that? And he said, well, you have to pass tests to get in heaven. And this kind of concerned Forrest. And he said, but Forrest, we're going to give you 24 hours to think about it. It's only three questions. And if you really get out here and research it, I think you can find it out. So he gave him three questions. Said, come back 24 hours. Forrest came back. And he said, Forrest had these questions. He said, oh, fine. He said the first question that he asked Forrest was, how many days of the week start with a T? And they knew everybody could get that. Second question they were asking is, how many seconds are in a year? And that's going to take a little work. And the third question was really going to take some research. What was God's first name? And so when Forrest came back in, they said, he said, yeah, I got the answers. And they said, okay. He said, how many days in a week start with T? He said, today and tomorrow. And they thought about that a little bit and said, that's not what we had in mind. But we have to give you that because that is true. He said, Forrest, how many seconds in a year? He said, 12. 12? He said, how did you get that? He said, there's January 2nd, February 2nd. March 2nd. He said, Forrest, that wasn't what we had in mind either, but we're going to have to give you that. That's a correct answer. And he said, what was God's first name? And he said, oh, that's the easiest one you gave me. I said, the easiest? He said, it's always hard. He said, oh, no, my mama taught me that when I was kids. She said, what did Forrest said his name was Andy. He said, what do you mean, Andy? He said, my mama taught me, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. We're going to see some things that are a little different, and we're going to have to get back to this book. Not just discussing some deep things, but practicing some real things. I have never suffered. Never been called on to suffer. I've never, at worst, the worst thing anybody ever done to me, Christian-wise, is tease me, make fun of me. And that means nothing. But there's people throughout our world that today are paying with their lives, having to go through some things that I don't know how I would do in this situation. I guess the light of mine and Linda's lives are, in this world, little Hannah. And I really worry about her. And we take her to church every Sunday morning. We get her everywhere we can so that she can be saved. Because she may have no other chance. I talk to my kids about my grandkids. Because they're not doing good as parents. See, they've got things in their life. Now, None of them are drug addicts. None of them are shooting up the supermarket. They work hard. They got nice life. They pay their bills. They planned for their retirement. They furnish their kids with things that they can have. They take them places. They take them to Disney World. And they think they're really loving their kids. But we got some that I don't think ever been saved. No testimony of it. And none of those things are worth a thing if it doesn't get them to heaven. Nothing. Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? Or a woman, and lose his own soul." It's we're looking at the speed of sin. We're seeing things that 10 years, 15 years, let alone 50. Do you realize that 50... 5 years back in the '50s. Do you realize that back in the '50s that people that went to good churches, the women never put on a pair of shorts in public? They wouldn't dare to. They didn't smoke in public. There were things that, I mean, if back when I was a kid, if you saw a woman smoking, oh man, that was something else. Now we live at a, things have moved just in that short period of time. See, back even in the middle 1800s, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, that Karl Marx, Darwin, these people began to get a toehold for 5,800, nearly 5,900 years. If you wanted to get anywhere quicker, because there'd been no progress in travel. And for about 5,900 years, sin was kept under wraps. That didn't make it any better. Man has always been a sinner. But what has happened is man today brags about it. He flaunts it. And by the way, that's exactly why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because they were homosexual. He destroyed them because they bragged about being homosexual. They flaunted that in his face. I asked some of our people sometime in Odessa, I said, what if we had a parade? What if we had, instead of having Gay Pride Day, we have Embezzlement Pride Day? And all the embezzlers get together. And maybe all the those that have been convicted for breaking and entering. We got these, okay, boy, if you're a sex offender, you're going to have to register. I'm for them registering if they broke and entered. I don't want that guy living next door to me. He may break and enter here. But, and I'm telling you what, that will go down the tube because you're going to be violating their rights. Hey, we're looking at some unusual things. You know, time comes in three stages, past, present, and future. Somebody said this, I thought it was kind of interesting, said yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why we call it the present. I like that. But as I was thinking about this and talking about getting back to the basics, do you realize that John 3:16, the verse that if anybody knows the verse, they know it. Well, I take that back. It used to be. Today, every liberal I know knows a verse in Matthew. It's called, "Judge not, that you be not judged." They all quote that. Take it out of context. But in John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave," past, "his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," present tense, "whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, future. Aren't you glad that God's covered all this for us? I'm so glad that we don't have to live in this time without that hope of Christ in you, the hope of glory. That we have that hope, and we can take that hope. And I'm glad there's still some people receiving that hope. I think it's almost harder today to lead people to Christ because of all of these other things. But thank God we get to see some folks saved. Thank God we get to see some lives turned around. And I'm no longer amazed. Used to, if I asked the question, has anybody ever shown you, do you know how to get to heaven? Used to, most people said, yeah, you got to trust Christ. You know, they don't do that anymore. I talk to kids, their kids to me, 30 years of age. I said, anybody ever show you, do you know how to get to heaven? No, sir. Did anybody ever show you what you had to do to get to heaven? I guess just straighten up. No. And we sat them with the Bible, and they're totally amazed that Jesus Christ paid their debt on the cross. We've got a God that's removed our sin as far as the east is from the west. I think we'll be telling folks about it. I think we need to, I need to get back to the real thing. You've heard me say this before, but then I tell a lot of folks, yeah, I can help you get off of booze now and drugs. But that won't help you get to heaven. But I'm telling you how to get to heaven, and then that'll help you get off booze and drugs. Time and space and the speed of sin, and it's moving very rapidly. And it's catching us. Maybe not us so much as our kids and our grandkids. See, all they want are what they've seen us have, entertainment. And we've got to get back to it. Back to the book. Back to the Bible instead of Wikipedia. Let's bow our heads. Our Father, we've just been talking to you people today. People that can make a difference leaving this building. People that have influence out here in the business world. People that have influence in their neighborhood. People that have influence in their families and groups. Father, rekindle that fire in us to be a good ambassador for you. To be singing your praises and be working at getting people into heaven. Go with us now. Bless this church. Bless those that lead it. Bless those that come. Give us a burden to do what you'd have us today. In Christ's name we pray. Thank y'all.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.